Hello, this is Patrick Widdis bringing you another edition of the Norfolk Poets podcast on Poetry Nonstop. Jimmy Hall is from Suffolk originally, but he's been in Norfolk for the last 13 years, so he certainly qualifies. He is a musician with a lifelong love of poetry. The two poems he shares demonstrate how much inspiration you can take from observing people, whether it's someone you know well or a stranger you briefly cross paths with. Don't forget to check out poetrynonstop.com for more information on this edition and all the other podcasts. Here's Jimmy.
A few years ago, I was driving along a dual carriageway somewhere in the West Midlands on a Saturday, round about lunchtime, and I pulled into a service station. And unusually, there was a cafe with waitress service. And the only waitress on duty was a young woman, about 17 years old. And I was fascinated by how efficient she was. And I sort of watched her moving around, doing what she had to do. And I find myself musing on who she was. So I wrote this piece called The Waitress. With easy grace, gliding between the tables and the chairs, you move more like a dancer than the name you bear implies. Plucking the cups and plates for their recycling in the cockpit kitchen, sweaty and steaming, the nerve centre of this oasis, traveller's respite from the hectic, hurtling onward rush outside. You catch my eye and smile, an innocent look, no hint of guile, but rather a shared and fleeting moment, instinctively knowing that I understand that there is more, much more to you than this small world can see. You punch the Star Trek till with all the ease of one who came of age post-microchip. No fear of new technology here. So just who are you, little waitress with the round, bright face? Is this your pocket money job, done to ease the passage onto higher spheres? Or is this a place where you will stay and come to hate, realizing too late that there were other ways? And what of later this Saturday night? Do you take the town by storm, tight black skirt, bare-thighed, somewhat tarty? Or is your lot not some wild rave, but work on that overdue assignment, face to page, all concentration? Or perhaps it's both. I rather hope it is. You look too good to spend all your time bent over books. So use your looks, take your life and make it sing. Don't realize too late that narrow ways bring heavy days. I wrote this piece soon after I met the lovely lady I've been living with for the last 25 years. It's called The Feather in My Tickle. You are the feather in my tickle, a hammer to my sickle, and the pickle that I pile upon my plate. You are the polish on my old shoes, the rhythm to my new blues, and the wheeler and the dealer of my fate. You are the ice cream in my wafer, a belt that makes me safer, and the map that helps me navigate my way. You are the fragrance in the ointment which eases disappointment, and I really will be happy if you stay.